主耶稣基督圣名，继续我们的学习。
In the Lord Jesus, we shall continue our study.
我们再唱一首诗吧。
Let's sing another hymn.
请你们唱好听一点哦。
Please sing it nicely and beautifully.
我们要不要分组唱？
只要可以的话。
If you can.
368。368。
368。
唱这首诗歌有什么感觉？
What do you feel when you sing this hymn?
感谢主，我们
Thank the Lord that we still have a tomorrow.
Sure. 你的歌歌意思是说，感谢主，我的明天在你手中。
在你里面的明天。
Tomorrow in you.
一个好妹妹哈、哦，我也希望有个妹妹像你一样啊。
I love to have a sister like you.
但是你最好不是我的妹妹，要不然我的妹妹已经五十几岁了。
If I have a sister, my sister would be more than 50 years old.
好，其实神的道理啊、哦，我觉得神的道理很美，你知道吗？
啊。In actual fact, the word of God is very beautiful.
我们只是我们今天都没有时间去慢慢的思想。
But today we don't have enough time or adequate time to think about it or meditate upon it.
第一个哈，第二个呢，我们接受了，我们不敢再去思想。
Secondly, after we accept something, we dare not meditate upon it again.
所以我们永远品尝不到那美好的滋味。
So we can never taste what tastes very well, very good.
在像刚所说的希伯来书所讲的信心呢
As we have mentioned in the book of Hebrews, when it talks about faith,
我们要非常的留意、啊、
We have to pay close attention to it.
我们不要一直站在最起初的道理来看那些已经长大成人的人、
Don't just remain at an elementary level and look at those who have already matured.
要不然你永远不能明白圣经到底讲什么东西。
Otherwise, you'll never realize what the Bible is telling us.
不是摩西错误
It's not the fault of Moses
而是我们错误
But we are at fault
但是结果呢却是我们责备摩西错误
But at the end we accuse Moses of doing wrongs
人家他已经接近神了你还在不知道在什么地方
He was already very close to God and we are not even anywhere
所以有时候想起来会让你蛮感伤的
And so sometimes we may have deep thoughts about it
所以我常常讲说教会不是罐头的制造厂
And so the church is not just tinned food
不是、啊 no. 我们不是在制造罐头、
We're not making cans or tins
每个人都要一样、
That means that every tin or can will be identical
我们是个人恩赐不同
Because we all receive different gifts
连那婴孩耶稣都说他要将他赞美的声音放在婴孩的口中、
Even Jesus said you know, he would place words of praise in the mouth of the babes
问题是今天婴孩讲话谁听、
But today who is listening to the words of the babies
因为我们认为不可能
because we say that's impossible
我们认为说今天神只会启示这些的所谓圣职人员
because today we have the concept that only God would only reveal his truth to those ordained ministers
你只要不是圣职人员你几乎不是祭司了你根本就什么都不用等
So if you are not an ordained minister then you are not a priest and you don't need to wait for any work to be done
所以我们失去很多东西
So we have lost a lot
失去很多美好的东西
We have lost a lot of beautiful things
这些美好的东西常常是从婴孩的口中说出来
And these beautiful things often come out from the mouth of the babies
所以有一件事情让我很感动
So there was an incident which moved me very well
在耶稣基督降生之前
Before the coming of Jesus
有一大堆人在读圣经
And there was a great multitude of people reading the scriptures
在等候基督降临
They were waiting for the coming of the Messiah
就像保罗的老师他们、
Like you know, for example the teacher of Paul
他们都是很虔诚的人
They were very pious
他们天天研读圣经
Every day they studied the scriptures
等候弥赛亚的降临
Waiting for the coming of the Messiah
但是当弥赛亚真正降临的时候
But when the Messiah finally arrived
天使呢却没有去告诉他们
It's not that well, the angels did not inform them
我觉得很奇怪
I find it very strange
天使去告诉谁
Whom did the angels inform
去告诉那个在野地牧羊的牧羊人
The angels informed the shepherds who were looking after the sheep in the wilderness
所以没有人要接受了
So that's why no one come to accept it
不是吗
Right
牧羊人你知道什么东西
You are a shepherd. What do you know anyway?
但是神就喜欢告诉他们。
But God wants to tell them.
我们以为说这一群人一定会得到神的启示。
We thought that this group of people would definitely receive revelation from God.
那你就将神限制在这一群人里面了。
So you confined God within that group of people.
好像这一群人之外就没有真理了。
As if we're saying that apart from that particular group, we cannot find truth.
那等于是说神也被你限制。
That means that you are limiting God.
所以我觉得说我们今天的组织啊。
So in terms of our hierarchy or structures,
我们今天组织不但限制人，也限制了神。
And today our hierarchy structures would probably restrict man and God.
我们用组织来限制人。
We use organization to restrict the activities of man.
但是同时也限制神。
But at the same time, we restrict the work of God.
因为我们认为说应该从上面下来。
Because our idea is it must come from above.
所以最大的启示应该从上面下来。
So the greatest revelation must come from those who are above.
问题是，成为一的时候，你哪里有上面跟下面？
But the point is, when we are all in one, what do you mean by above and below?
所以你们要尽量的去查考。
So we have got to try our best to study.
不是天天读圣经啊。
It's not merely just to read the scriptures every day.
你就天天去思考神的话。
You have to meditate upon His word.
慢慢去想。
To think about it slowly.
你会尝出许多的美味来。
Then you will find that it tastes very beautiful.
所以其实马太福音这一段，我不晓得为什么我很感动。
In actual fact, I was really moved by the passage in Matthew.
其实这是一个很简单的描述而已。
It's just a simple description.
我告诉你他怎么感动我哈。
Let me tell you how it moved me.
你要慢慢的去想。
You have to think about it slowly.
他们的心在想什么
？What were their mindset？
一个要受洗的人
，For one to be baptized，
他受洗的前一天在想什么
？What was he thinking about the day before his baptism？
你们有没有人长大才受洗的人？有没有
？Anyone who baptized after you have grown up？
有没有
？Anyone？
举完？不对，是你吗 ？OK。你在受洗前一天你在想什么
？So the before the day of baptism, what were you thinking about?
是一种快乐还是悲伤
？Is it joyful or sadness?
一种很快乐。
It's very joyful.
很感谢，不是吗？
With a heart of thanksgiving, right?
好了，那我们现在想耶稣。
Now let's look at Jesus.
在第一章这么记载哈。
In chapter 1, it says.
对不起，不是第一章哈。我们看第三章。
Sorry, we are talking about chapter 3. Chapter
第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河去找约翰。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan.
要去接受他的洗礼。
To the Jordan to be baptized by him.
So, 你想耶稣这个时候在想什么？
So, what was Jesus thinking about?
他从加利利走到约旦河。
He came from Galilee to Jordan River.
他要去接受洗礼。
He was to receive baptism.
他的心会不会跟我们这位姐妹一样？
Was his mindset like our sister over there?
充满着欢喜快乐。
Filled with joy and happiness.
充满着感恩。
Filled with thanksgiving.
还是觉得有一股很重的一个担子。
Or would he felt a great burden upon him?
但这个担子不是说负面的了。
Of course, this burden, we must not look at this burden from a negative sense.
就像父母亲养育孩子一样。
It's just like the parents bringing up their children.
一种很深的感情。
A very deep emotion relationship.
好像要完成一个很大的工作一样。
It's just.It's a great job.
神整个工作的经纶就在这个开始。
The work of salvation commenced at that moment in time.
所以当时基督在想什么？
So what was Christ thinking about?
他见到了约翰。
He saw John the Baptist.
当然，约翰也知道他为什么来。
Of course, John realized why he came.
因为
Because John came for that particular moment. So we can see a conversation between two men aged around
30.
Just like in the future.
他们两个在对话,
when they converse, what were they thinking about?
互相之间就有很大的神的工作在他们身上。
Now they see that the work of God is to be upon them.
所以耶稣告诉使徒约翰说：“我来接受你的洗礼。”
So Jesus said, "I am here to receive your baptism."
使徒约翰不敢。
John dare not.
他知道他应该做。
He knew that he had to do it.
但他不敢。
But he dare not.
这个不敢里面有很多复杂的感情。
When he dare not do something, it's very carries mixed emotions.
他可能自觉不配。
Maybe he felt he was unworthy.
他可能也舍不得。
He felt he don't want this to go. Because after he had done it, then Jesus would go on. So John tried to prevent
him.
Jesus said, thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Think about the mindset of Jesus when he said this.
是非常的大声呢?
Would it be said it with loudly?
非常的伤心呢?
Would he said it with sadness of heart?
还是非常的意志坚决?
Or was he saying it with a great determination?
他知道摆在他前面的是什么?
He knew what was ahead of him.
因为他洗礼上来之后,
because after baptism,
他必须舍身。
He was to offer his body.
以前的大祭司是杀牛羊。
In the past, the high priest have to kill bulls and goats.
现在他自己是大祭司，又是神的羔羊。
But now he himself is the high priest, but he also is the Lamb of God.
必须要将自己献上。
So he need to offer up himself.
这不是一个简单的事情。
This is not a simple matter.
要下这个决心很困难。
This determination is very difficult to make. Maybe many people would rather run away from this.
不是吗?
Right?
所以你看耶稣一直走到33岁那一年。
So when you see Jesus continuing until age 33,
他要实现大祭司的工作了。
He was to accomplish the work of the high priest.
他害怕起来。
He became fearful.
所以他这个时候他也知道。
And he knew.
所以当你要投入一个工作,
so when we are to immerse ourselves in the work, in actual fact, we should know that the work ahead is difficult.
会让你害怕,
it might cause some fear in
但是同时呢,
you.
你又觉得说你必须要去做的,
but at the same time, you realize that you have to do it.
因为里面有太大的恩典,
because this work carried too much grace
所以你会告诉自己说,
and blessings. So that's why you have to tell yourselves that we have to do it. Because this is the work which I have to do. So he requests for baptism.
所以约翰呢,
so John permitted him.
两个大男人里面很复杂的感情。
So I'm sure that during that particular baptism for the two men, they were great emotions was involved.
天上的神也很感动。
Of course, God in heaven would be moved as well.
因为不是圣灵催逼耶稣来的。
Because it was not the Holy Spirit which forced Jesus to come.
是耶稣自己来的。
Jesus came by himself.
所以天就开了。
And so heavens opened.
降下圣灵在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descend upon him.
这是我的儿子。
This is my beloved son.
我今天立他为大祭司。
Today I've anointed him to be the high priest.
你们要听他。
You have to listen to him.
所以我总觉得说整个故事非常的美。
So it's a very beautiful story.
只是我们没有时间去想。
This is something maybe we have never thought about.
圣经有很多的故事, 你慢慢去想会很美。
There are many stories in the Bible. When we think about it carefully, it becomes very beautiful.
你先将你所领受的先放在一边。
First, put aside what you have received already.
因为这是别人告诉你的。
Because this is what others told you.
这不是你领受的。
This is not something you yourself received.
不是说他们是错误的, huh?
Not saying that they were wrong.
但是你总要让它变成是你的。
But you need to turn them into something that belongs to you.
这个第一个领受的人,
The first person who received this,
我相信他领受的时候一定很感动。
I'm sure that when he received the message, he would be moved.
当他传给我们的时候，我们没有感动，我们认为说这是一个知识而已。
But when we were preached the same message, we were not moved because we considered that as part of our knowledge base.
所以我们就将知识一个一个传下去。
So we just simply pass on the knowledge to.
所以我们现在有很多的真理，但是没有任何的感动。
So today we have great truths, but we were not really moved by them.
其实每个真理里面就有很多的神。
In actual fact, all kinds of truth contains the great love and acts of God. But somehow we never feel it. We know that, we have to bow our head during baptism, our feet has to be washed. You have to do this, you have to do that, we just simply recite them once. And then we say we have already preached the truth. This truth.Therefore, cannot really move others.
所以我觉得说，在传达真理的时候
，So when we preach or pass on the truth,
你要让这个感动越来越强。
You must make sure that the movement becomes stronger and stronger.
这个力量才会越来越大。
So that the strength will become greater and greater.
所以你自己要去思想它。
So you have to think about it.
重视一个很明显的事情。
Even might be something very obvious.
比如说得圣灵说方言。
For example, receiving the Holy Spirit and then speaking in tongues.
很明显的事情。这个是一个很明显的事情。
This is a very obvious thing.
因为使徒行传写得很清楚。
Because it's clearly recorded in the book of Acts.
那你要慢慢去想。
But you have to think about it.
为什么是这样？
How come that is the case?
为什么圣灵降临，怎么变成像喝醉酒一样？
How come that when the Spirit descends, people consider them as drunkards?
成为我们今天教会的一个重担。
And become a burden for the church today.
不是吗？
Right?
你们最不好意思带同学来教会的是为了什么？
What is the why do you think you are sometimes embarrassed in bringing your colleagues to church? Because you are afraid that they will see how you pray. You are afraid that they will be scared by our prayers.
难道神不知道吗？
Did God not know this?
那他为什么要这么做？
How come he did that anyway?
为什么要让你得圣灵是这个样子？
How come this is the way when we receive the Holy Spirit?
得圣灵有一百种方式，不是吗？
There are hundreds of ways when we receive the Holy Spirit.
他可以决定呢。
He could determine what should happen.
那他为什么要决定这种的？
How come he used this?
让别人来笑我们。
So that others may laugh at us.
你去想。
You can think about it.
主啊，你在干什么？主啊，你在做什么？
Lord, what are you doing?
为什么你这么做？
Why are you doing like this?
你到底要我怎么样？
What you want me to do?
慢慢去想。
So, think about this.
洗礼哈，洗礼到底要洗去什么？
So, for baptism, what is it going to wash away?
其实洗礼是要将我们从罪的权下带出来。
In actual fact, for baptism, through baptism, we are to be brought from the bondage of sin, brought out of the bondage of sin.
当然。包括洗去我们的罪。
Of course, it includes washing away our sins.
洗去我们的罪是代表从罪的权势下出来的。
So washing away our sins means that we are being freed from the dominion of sin.
那这里会遇到一个，在传福音会遇到一个人家常常问的问题。
And when we talk about this, there is an often asked question.
就是婴孩要不要受洗。
That is infant baptism.
婴孩要不要受洗？我想这个回答很简单。
I think the answer to whether infants should be baptized is very simple.
第一个，你先要定义好洗礼是为了什么。
First, we need a clear definition as to the purpose of baptism.
如果双方都同意的，洗礼是为了赦罪。
If both sides agree that baptism is for the remission of sin,
这样你才有办法继续谈下去。
Then, only then, can we go on with our discussion.
我们这几天在讨论那个问题。
For the past few days, we have been talking about the same thing.
其实最重要是洗礼。
The most important thing is water baptism.
因为洗礼才叫做重生。
Because through baptism, we can be born again.
得圣灵不叫做重生。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, it's not to be born again.
那我们害怕说，若这一段圣经不再讲圣灵的话。
We are sometimes scared that if that passage no longer talks about the receiving of the Holy Spirit,
那就失去了说服的能力了。
Then we have lost the power to influence others.
其实重要的是讲洗礼。
The important thing is talk about baptism.
如果他接受了洗礼，
if they receive baptism,
他进来了教会，
when they entered into the church,
他自然能够明白得圣灵的重要。
Then they would realize automatically the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他如果不进来这个教会，
However, if they do not come into the church, they only know, if they only know about the fact that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues. And today, many denominations also believe the same thing. There are the Pentecostal movement. In actual fact, most denominations are now praying for the Holy Spirit. I know some friends who are not part of the Pentecostal movement, but within their church, they still pray for the Holy Spirit, including the Roman Catholics.
所以你, 他们这些, 我们现在不讨论, 他们得的圣灵, 是不是真的圣灵?
Now we're going to talk, we're not going to talk about whether the Spirit that you receive is the true Holy Spirit. But to them, they think they have received the Holy Spirit.
你要告诉他说你还没重生。
But you tell them that you have not been born again.
重生是要洗礼。
Born again means to be baptized. And also to be born again within the church which has the Holy Spirit, the power to remit sins. So that it becomes effective.
好了，那婴孩的受洗。
And so go back to coming back to infant baptism.
第一个，你要让对方从圣经明白说洗礼是为了赦罪。
First, you have to realize, enable other people to realize that baptism is for the remission of sins. Paul had a great example. Paul was called or chosen by God on the way to Damascus. He was, the great light shone upon him and he fell upon the ground.
他就问主说,
and he asked the Lord,
说主啊,
Lord, who are you?
所以他这时候称耶稣为主,
and so at that time he addressed Jesus as Lord, but that Lord is just a normal title. Not that he admit Jesus as being the Lord. Because he had no idea who that person was.
耶稣就告诉他,
Jesus told him, I am Jesus whom you persecute.
保罗就说了,
Jesus said, Paul said,
主啊,
Lord, what should I do?
这个主呢,
this Lord now tells us that you know he admit Jesus as his Lord. But he had not yet received the Holy Spirit. His sin was still upon him.
不是吗?
Right?
他瞎眼了三天,
he was blinded for 3 days.
神叫亚拿尼亚去找他,
God called Ananias to find him,
让他能够看见,
so that he could see again, so that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that he would be baptized. When he was baptized, what was told to him?
亚尼亚告诉他说, 起来受洗,
Ananias told, rise up and be baptized for washing away your sins.
所以你看保罗这个人哦,
so when we look at Paul,
他在这里被耶稣呼召,
he was called by Jesus over there
经过三天,
after 3 days,
至少三天,
at least 3 days.
按照一般基督教说法,
according to the traditional saying of Christianity,
他能够承认耶稣为主,
if he could admit that Jesus is the Lord, then he must have been moved by the Holy Spirit.
一定是圣灵在他里面工作,
must be the work of the Holy Spirit within him.
所以他有了圣灵,
so he must have received the Holy Spirit.
而且他罪得到赦免,
and then his sins would have been forgiven.
因为叫你相信罪得到赦免,
because if you believe in Jesus and you receive the Holy Spirit,
只要你心里相信, 口里承认,
you believe and you confess, and you will be saved.
但是过了三天之后,
but after 3 days,
亚尼亚告诉他,
Ananias said to him,
起来受洗,
arise and be baptized,
洗去你的罪,
to wash away your sins.
要是保罗会这么问啊,
Paul might have asked,
我已经信耶稣了,
I've already believed in Jesus,
我已经承认他为主了,
I've already called him as my Lord,
你怎么说罪还在我身上?
Why do you say that I still have sin?
罪就在你身上,
you still have sin upon you,
因为你没有重生,
because you have not been born again,
因为你没有接受那水和圣灵的洗,
because you have not received the baptism of water and spirit.
同样一件事情哦,
same incident,
就是洗礼,
baptism,
不是洗礼跟得圣灵哦,
it's the same thing. It's not just baptism and then separately receiving the Holy Spirit.
重生不是水洗加得圣灵哦,
to be born again is not to receive water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
你不能对一个得圣灵的说他重生了,
you cannot say to one who received the Holy Spirit as someone who has been born again,
他还没有受洗,
he has not been baptized,
所以他还没有重生,
so he has not been born again.
一个已经受洗的人,
one who has been baptized,
他还没有得圣灵,
but though he may not have received the Holy Spirit, you cannot say they have not been born again. They have been born again. It is an action. And that is baptism. That is a baptism of to be born again. So we have to receive the baptism under the presence of the Holy Spirit so that your sins can be washed away. Then it's easier to reach a common point that yes, baptism is for the remission of sins. Because a lot of people, they respect Paul very much. So they cannot argue against it, this.
接着谈到,
so if everyone admits the fact that baptism is for the remission of sins, then let's go on to infant baptisms.
孩子需不需要赦罪?
Would the infants need to have their sins cleansed?
当然如果孩子有罪,
of course, if a child have sinned, then their sins need to be washed away.
所以问题就出在说孩子有没有罪?
So the question, the crux of the matter is whether a child would have sinned.
如果孩子有罪,
if a child have sinned, then he needs to receive water baptism.
那你怎么知道孩子有罪呢?
Then how can you know that a child would have sinned?
这个很简单,
that's very simple.
罪的结局就是死亡,
the end or the result of sin is death.
孩子会不会死?
Would a child die?
会啊,
yes.
他为什么会死?
Why, how come that he would die?
因为罪他在他身上作王,
because sin was king upon him.
所以他必须接受洗礼,
so he has to be received baptism.
好了, 洗礼是让我们脱离罪,
so water baptism is for the remission of sins.
我们现在谈一个问题,
let's talk about another poll, question. Very abstract. That is conscience. So sometimes we say, wow, we just do it according to our conscience. Even Paul tells us that he worked according to his conscience and the Holy Spirit bore witness as well. So what do you mean by conscience? Had Adam got conscience?
你进了天国,
when you entered into the kingdom of God, do you say that I speak according to my conscience?
良心到底是什么?
So what is conscience?
它是纯洁的呢, 还是污秽的?
Is it pure or is it evil? Everyone says, I say this according to my conscience.
到底有多少价值?
So what's the value to that saying?
亚当有没有良心?
Had Adam got his conscience? So after he partaken the fruit,
这段故事很好玩,
it's a very interesting story.
亚当吃善果的故事非常好玩,
the story of Adam eating the fruit.
你慢慢去看,
look at it carefully.
因为最后神也承认了,
because at the end, even God admitted it.
他们吃了善果跟我们一样,
they have eaten the fruit and they are like us.
能够知道善恶,
to know good and evil.
神讲的,
that's what God said.
所以呢, 撒旦好像没有说谎,
so it seems that Satan had not told a lie. Because Satan said to Eve, after you have eaten the fruit, then you'll be like God to know good and evil. Eve ate it,
眼睛就亮了,
her eyes was opened.
眼睛亮了是变漂亮还是变丑?
Is it become more beautiful or more ugly?
No. 然后呢? 然后神就说了,糟糕了,这个人跟我们一样能够知道三个。
And then God says, oh no, this man is now like us.
好像神肯定了撒旦所说的话。
As if God affirmed what Satan said in the first instance.
撒旦并没有骗小啊。
As if Satan did not deceive Eve.
因为神承认。
Because God admitted it as well.
撒旦讲的没有错。
Satan was right.
但是有可能吗?
But would that be possible?
你要问他有可能吗？
You have to ask, would that be possible?
有没有可能撒旦讲的话是真的?
Is it possible that whatever Satan said was true?
那如果没有可能,
if that is impossible,
神为什么要这么讲?
How come that God says that?
到底神讲的意思是什么?
What does God actually mean?
这个我们如果有空可以慢慢谈。
If we have time, we can talk about this.
好了，现在讲明心好了。
Now, let's go back to conscience.
神没有说撒旦说的对哦，你们要记住哦。
Please remember, God never admitted that Satan was right.
良心是灵魂体的那个灵吗?
So conscience is the spirit.
良心是灵魂体的那个灵。
So it's the spirit of the spirit, soul, and body.
还有没有?
Anyone else?
我们等下去祷告吧。
It's time for us to pray.
我们等下去祷告。
Later on, we're to pray.
你们昨天有没有祷告？试试看有没有功效好一点。
When you pray yesterday, was it more effective?
你做很专心的祷告。
If you concentrate in your prayer,
你去祈求你的祷告。
In your prayer, you prayed.
你觉得说很舒服，不是吗？
You feel very comfortable.
好了，我们晚上还有一节课。
Okay, tonight we still have another session.
最后的一节课。
Last session.
希望我们这个事情能够谈一谈。
So maybe we use that to talk about this.
我们现在就会沉默了。
Now let's pray in silence.
阿门，谢谢。